This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here on the DJV program, euphoria exists. One feels excited when you enter the paradise of our program. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Yes, shockingly, we are invisible, yet we are not. It's noise coming out of your speaker. I suppose that noise is noise. It's, it's intelligent conversation about things that are going on, like the story of the NFL players who apparently were bad boys. Jennifer, three retired NFL football players pled guilty to fraud charges. What is this? How would they have gotten into this? Why are they I don't get how it is that
they were in a position
to do this in the first place.
Well, because if you make claims that aren't real and then you get payouts for it, that's insurance fraud.
What were they claiming? What did they say?
Medical treatments, injuries, equipment, you know, whatever it is that they got busted for. And it's the one guy faces like 365 years in jail or something. I mean, it was a big case and it was a big bust. So they got up to like $350,000 in payouts for out-of-pocket medical expenses that they were claiming that they had and didn't really have. I mean, it's insurance fraud. I don't know. Am I not explaining insurance fraud?
Yeah,
right?
No, I get it. I just didn't think. This is my bad, probably. I didn't think most football players are smart enough to pull off something like this.
Oh, boy.
So,
wow.
Well,
would you like to know about the most valuable franchise in the NFL?
Yes, Jennifer.
Yes.
What is the most valuable franchise?
Yeah. Yes, it is still Cowboys.
That amazes me every year.
$3 billion or something, isn't it?
$6.92 billion. Oh, they are the most valuable sports franchise ahead of the Yankees, which they're worth $6.75 billion. According to a report today, the average NFL team is worth $3.5 billion, up 13% from last year. That includes money from TV deals. There's not a single team who lost value in 2020, despite the attendance dropping. So it shows you what little the attendance does to actually play a part in how much they're making money. Now, this was interesting. There are some big risers on the list. Both the Broncos and the Seahawks moved up 3 points from 2020. And the ones that fell the most, the Jaguars, the Dolphins, and the Packers, all of them are down. Well, the Jaguars down 4, the Dolphins and the Packers down 3 on the list of most valuable football franchises. Now, you would think that it's too early to talk about the Super Bowl.
Yes.
But as football season finally gets, well, not finally, I'm not going to say finally, it gets underway, ads for the Super Bowl are almost already sold out. We don't even know who's going to be there yet. But some of the most sold 30-second spots went for how much? Any guesses?
It was $5 million last year.
Okay, Jay says 4, you say 5. Victoria, what do you think?
Was it $5 million last year? It was like the lowest rated Super Bowl. I would think the price would have to come down. I'll go $4.5
million. $6.5 million on the rise.
Dang.
Wow. For the previous Super Bowl, CBS got about $5.5 million on average for 30-second spots. So it's up $1 million. Anybody want to buy an ad? Cheers. And the Super Bowl is going to have competition this year, too, because the Winter Olympics in Beijing, which the United States should totally not participate in, will also be going at that time. By the way, that was my opine as I was opining about Beijing.
Do we know where is the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, we must know already. Let's see.
Right? Mm-hmm. We don't know the halftime performer because usually they announce that in like November, right?
It's getting silly.
Get closer,
so sorry. So while Jennifer's looking that up, half of the U.S. offering legal sports betting, that's really ramping into high gear because as the NFL season begins, a lot of people want to bet and it's easier to do it now.
Oh, it's going to be played here in California.
Yeah,
in the Rams Stadium.
Yeah. All right. So
and it's late this year. It's February 13th. Usually it's like the 6th.
Mm-hmm. When did they finish that stadium? Was it last year? They both teams are playing.
A couple years
ago.
It opened as soon as it got shut down for COVID. I was supposed to see one of the first concerts. I was supposed to see Kenny Chesney there, and that didn't happen.
It's just fun. When you fly into LAX, you fly over where they were building it. And every time I'd fly in, I'd look at the progress that was being made.
It's really nice. It's supposed to be a really nice-looking stadium. So, and from the outside, it looks great. This will be the first season with fans, so that'll be exciting. And, yeah, to get the Super Bowl is very cool. I can't believe I forgot about that.
Okay. So Tampa Bay, Dallas Cowboys starting the season. Gamblers in 26 states are putting lots of money, a lot of wages on this. What's different? Sports betting being legal? It was always, everybody, did this put the bookie out of business?
Spreading.
Is that what this is?
Well, they're just going there. I guess they're just sort of legalizing it, right? I mean, there's probably always going to
Let me ask you my naivete. What does it take, not that you would know, but maybe you do know, to put money on a game? Let's say you go to the bookie, or in this case, you go to a sports betting bar, and you put $10 down the bar and say, you know, give me 5 points on some team. I don't even know how this works.
Yeah, there's different spreads, and you know, there are all kinds of things you can. Right, yeah. There are all kinds of things.
You can take
spread. What does the spread mean? What does that mean? How much between?
It means like in each matchup, like the teams that are matched up are favored. So you might see like. You might see a team up plus 3. That means to win the bet, you have to have them win by 3 points. So it's not just enough for them to win, but they have to win by 3 points.
Look at the money in this. $3 billion being offered to ESPN to use its brand on a sports book. $3 billion, ABC, Disney. That's all money that goes to a company that doesn't need it. So $3 billion. Good Lord. But how do they make money? Okay, so you put $10 down on a horse or whatever it is, and the horse wins. So you bet 2-1, you get $20 back. How does the handler of the money make any money? Do they take a piece of it?
Well, that's built into the odds. So the trap, like, look, with gambling, the house is always going to win, right?
Yeah.
That's no matter where you are or what app you're using or what racetrack you're at. You know, the house is always going to win. So betting on horses, though, is a lot different from all of the different from the options that you get with baseball or football or hockey or whatever. So there are so many more things you can bet on with football.
Well, you can bet on anything. If you go to a sport, I remember wandering around Las Vegas.
You can bet on any sport.
You can bet on anything. Who's going to be, is Larry Elder going to win? There's a line in Las Vegas on whether Larry Elder wins in California.
Right, but we're specifically talking about sports betting, though, which has not been legal until recently, in the last couple of years.
Why?
States didn't want it because states
Why?
Will. Well, okay, hang on.
No, I just,
lots of questions today.
Are you interrogating Victoria?
I know, right?
I don't think
she made the betting rules.
Bad about betting on a horse or betting on anything.
Why
would that be illegal?
Because it was never legal, A. So in New Jersey, where I live, we have two professional football teams, the Jets and the Giants. Neither of those owners wanted sports betting to be legal in our state. They were one of the last holdouts to get it legalized. And the rule is, you cannot, and this is a Vegas rule too, I believe, Jen, you probably know more, you cannot bet on the Jets or Giants if you are in the same state. So that was sort of like a compromise that came up. It was just a lot. Now a lot of states are catching on and they're realizing how much revenue. The first year that we did it here in Jersey,
like
it was
the lottery.
$25 billion or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy how much money.
And nobody knows where the money's going to go. Nobody knows. It's just going to float into midair somewhere and disappear into who knows.
Transparent about it in New Jersey, but sure.
Really?
What
did they use
it
for?
There's a whole outline of different funds where it's all going. Infrastructure and, you know, it's a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
I didn't read all of it. I just know
us in California where it's going. I just don't believe that it actually does anything once it gets
exactly.
there. You know,
you
it's like, oh, this gas tax is going to go fix the roads, and then you're like, driving around on potholes, and you go, really,
potholes
these
everywhere.
Roads are nice.
Yeah. Maybe it's my naivete. I'm not a bettor. I bought some lottery tickets from time to time, but what the big deal is, and why do people get so addicted? to it. I guess this speaks to the addictive nature of the human being. And we get addicted to all kinds of things, and this is just one. A lot of people probably put a lot of money on stuff that they don't have, too. Can you borrow money to put on, to make bets? It's like, because you can't, you can
margin.
You
don't pay it back, you can get your fingers broken.
Yeah, right. If you don't pay it back, there go your kneecaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what kind of interest do they charge for?
Kneecap interest.
Good golly, Jeff. Let's get a better on.
Well, I just think it's interesting to understand human nature. And why it is that people would put money...
Because money down. And gambling is a powerful, it's a powerful drug. Mm-hmm. Full.
Like an aphrodisiac? Could you go bring...
And a lot of times gambling goes with other addictions. You have people who drink a lot, then they start to gamble a lot, vice versa. I mean, that's one of the addictions that kind of goes in tandem with other ones.
That's the Ben Affleck story.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ben Affleck, Matt Damon's got a new tattoo. We'll talk about that after this.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
All right, so ladies, Matt Damon and Heath Ledger apparently had more in common. I say had because Heath Ledger is no longer with us. What's this? Why the hoopla about the new tattoo that Matt Damon is sporting? What's on
this? He's the new cover story for GQ, and so he's promoting his new movie Stillwater. And so I'm not sure how tattoos came up in it, but he and his wife, I guess, decided to get one together, and it happened to be the same one that Heath Ledger had sort of scribbled for himself. And their friend actually is the tattoo artist, and so they had the same guy who did Heath's tattoos did theirs. I don't remember if... I know Matt Damon was talking about his friendship with Heath Ledger and how brilliant he was as an actor. I don't remember if they were ever in a movie together. I was trying to think about that, and
either.
I couldn't remember, right? I don't remember
seem like it.
I don't think they were.
They did different types of movies back then,
right.
So
they're
I don't know.
Same. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston has released the first product from her new hairline. You ladies lining up to get this? What does it do to your hair? Makes it...
Well, apparently it's very good for your hair. I mean, Jennifer Aniston, look, if she's known for one thing besides getting, divorced from Brad Pitt, it's her hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's apparently been working on this line for a long time, and it's not overpriced. The first product is a glossing detangler, so it's kind of like a dual product.
How much of a role does she play in actually putting it together? Celebrities put their names on things.
Right, but I believe in this case, I think she's very hands-on. I've interviewed her hair colorist, and I know, like, from what he was telling us, how hands-on she is with everything.
What's her real hair color?
Like a medium brownish, but
yeah.
She
has,
real
like... color.
Isn't it, like, a little bit muddy? Kind of like
it's kind of a muddy brown.
Gray
yeah.
hair by now, though, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well,
right
maybe,
here.
But it's all covered with perfect blonde streaks, so right. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, you can buy... How much is it? $25 for a detangler? Is that... Do men use this stuff? Why would men use it?
I mean, all hair can use it, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There it is. There's another way for Jen to make a couple of mil. That's a good deal. 21 after the hour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After the hour.
Here, could you hold my AARP card?
I know, right? Jen, I need some tips on tuning up my walker.
Hold on, let me rub on my salve.
Oh, my God. So we'll tell the story behind our laughing. We'll tell you the story at the bottom of the hour. Let's bring Jay in for the pregnancy report. All these women, these actresses that are, I was going to say these actors and actresses, some women who are actresses want to be called actors. Anyway, who's pregnant, Jay?
Everybody. Everybody is pregnant, apparently.
You're
Hollywood.
Pregnant.
Wait, oh. Laura, so Jason Kennedy and
wouldn't
his
that
wife,
be
Laura.
Something
wait a second.
If the
you
three
didn't.
Of you, if Jennifer and Victoria and Jay were all pregnant at the same
nope,
time.
Not gonna
but
happen.
Jay did not deny it quickly enough. I don't know if I like that.
No. That's the hard no. Pass. No. No. Pregnancy okay. is not for the weak.
All
and
right.
I don't want to do it again.
Okay. All right.
So, former longtime E! News host Jason Kennedy and his wife, Lauren Scruggs. Is that how you say last name, Scruggs?
Yeah.
Like Lester Flatt and Harold Scruggs?
Yeah, Scruggs. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about, Jay. Go ahead.
So they've been letting fans in
that
on their IVF journey.
The same
journey.
Place your 24 comes from. Excuse me, Jay.
They started letting fans in on their IVF journey earlier this year, and they have announced they are having a baby. They've been together for 6 years. She is known, she's a journalist, a blogger. She is known for, sadly, walking into the plane propeller back in December Ooh. 2011.
She's Do you remember that, Doug? That she was a model, and she was getting off the plane with her family, and she walked right into the propeller. She lost
That's
a hand, lost and she lost,
lost
her eye.
Lost her left eye, yeah, and yeah. her hand. Like
it was a horrible
from the forearm.
Tragedy. Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing about Jason Kennedy, why everyone just loves him, is he was her boyfriend at the time, and everyone was kind of like, okay, is he going to stay with her now that, you know, she's permanently disabled? And then it wasn't too much longer after she recovered that he popped the question. And so he's kind of become like America's sweetheart as like just the nicest guy ever. So it's really, it's sweet that they are finally going to, you know, be able to start their family.
Yeah. And it was sweet what he said about her too, that he's always known she's amazing, but after watching her set alarms all day, all night, waking up in the middle of the night to go take shots, go get medicine during the IVF stuff, that he's like, I already know she could do anything, and this just kind of further cemented that.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Jennifer Lawrence, actor Jennifer Lawrence, is expecting her first child with her art dealer husband, Cook Maroney. That was confirmed just last night, just yesterday, pretty much.
What does she see in him?
What doesn't she see in him?
I've never even seen him. Why? Are you implying that he's not good looking, Doug?
I'm implying that a lot of people... Jennifer Lawrence always has impressed me as someone who's a cut above. She seems to have gotten her head on straight when she was younger, more so than a lot of actors and actresses when they're that age. And so I just wondered, well, I don't know that much about this guy, whether that's, you know, a purposeful thinker in Hollywood that wanted to have a long-lasting marriage would probably not marry somebody from the community. They'd probably marry somebody from outside, so I was just wondering if this guy was...
She did. He's an art dealer.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's 37, and then also Olivia Munn and John Mulaney are having a baby.
Okay, all right. So we got all
baby
that.
Baby watch.
The baby watch. Yep. Okay, next up, let's see. Cindy Crawford is going to recreate a Pepsi ad. This ought to be interesting.
Yeah, she did. It's for to raise funds for American Family Children's Hospital in Madison, Wisconsin. She's 55 years old. This is coming 29 years after the first one, the iconic 1992 Pepsi ad. And she put
That's the one where she gets out of the car, right, on the side of
the
road?
Yeah, at the gas station, which she kind of already created for the 2018 Super Bowl, like a 2018 Super Bowl commercial.
Right.
So they're redoing this. She looks fierce still, and they've already raised more than $1 million for the cause just through art sales.
And she looks the same. I did a double take.
The exact same.
Yeah,
you couldn't tell which was the first one and which one was 29 years later.
Does she still have that birthmark on her cheek?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the self-inflicted crisis at the Mexico-U.S. border remains unresolved, the person in charge of the border crisis, Vice President Kamala Harris, is out campaigning for fellow Democrat Gavin Newsom because this is what's important to the nation.
This recall campaign is about California, and it's about a whole lot more. They're thinking that if they can get this done in California, they can go around the country and do this. Got to understand what's happening right now. What's happening in Texas? What's happening in Georgia? What's happening around our country with these policies that are about attacking women's rights, reproductive rights, voting rights, workers' rights? They think if they can win in California, they can do this anywhere. Well, we will show them you're not going to get this done. Not here, never.
Recall voting continues. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As the nation reflects on 20 years after 9/11 this weekend, NASCAR driver Kevin Harvick on Motor Racing Network describes how much life has changed in a couple of decades.
I'm not big on reflecting on much. I always, you know, look back and try to, you know, think about the things that I think about it more now than I probably did 5 years ago, only because Keelan makes me, and you know, he'll quickly remind you that you haven't done very well, and you'll have to remind him. Well, you know, you can look back and see some of these things, and he'll be like, oh. So it's kind of like we were watching the 2001 race from Daytona, and he's like, man, the TV looks funny, Dad. I'm like, yeah, that's just, you know, there wasn't HD TV in those particular days. He's like, well, why do your cars look so funny, and which one are you driving? So there's just, you know, 20 years is a long time. And, you know, I think as you look back, and it's fun to go back and talk through those things with him when we have those little moments, because really those are the only moments that I'll reflect back and think about or talk about those things, because it's just not it's not in the agenda of things to do on the daily basis. And we stay pretty busy on a daily basis with things to do. So it's, really, those are the only times, that we go back and reflect on those types of things.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four after the hour on the DJV program. Old ideas die hard with some people here. New ideas are welcome and encouraged. It's cool. New ideas that challenge the old ideas. That's kind of what I like. I find old ideas to be aggravating
old.
Sometimes. to be old. All right. So Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We were all laughing about something a few minutes ago, and I want to explain my way around it by introducing big news from TV land.
Congratulations, Jack Bauer, and today is the longest day of my life.
All right. So as clumsy as that was getting into it, I told you earlier on that Phil, who's normally in the controls in our studio in Washington, the main studio at our originating network, Radio America, he's on vacation, so a young lady named Valen is in, and she's 23 years old. So Jennifer sent me a note yesterday suggesting that the producers of the original producers of 24 are reworking a scheme to get 24 back on again.
Yay, we did it!
Jennifer and I have been big fans. I don't know whether I ever broached this because it wasn't on when you first started, Victoria.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen 24?
Such a claim. Seen it, never had a desire, still
really?
Don't.
Really?
Oh, I love so Keeper, good. But I just never watched it. Yeah, I don't, yeah.
It was I think it's what really started binging. You know, all the youngsters, they talk about
right.
binging shows.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that I did not watch it when 24 first came on, but maybe like 2 or 3 years in, my dad was like, this is such a great show. And he had purchased the DVDs, because yes, this was back in 2000.
I have them too. And the kids gave them to me.
Yeah, and so my dad's like, you guys need to watch it. I was still living at home with my mom, and so we were like, all right, nothing to do, we'll start it. And we started, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning when we stopped. I mean, it was just episode after episode after episode. It was such a good, it's such a good show. I mean, the only inconsistency is that he never stopped to pee, but everything else was so just, ugh. So good.
It was the way he played it. It is. There were a couple of other attempts at reviving it, but it didn't work. Between him and his relationship with Chloe, that was what, there was a glue there that then brought everybody else in.
Well, and I also, and this sounds weird, but David Palmer, and gosh, I'm forgetting the actor's name now. He's the guy that does the insurance commercials.
Allstate commercials.
So fantastic. Allstate, yeah.
Has Richard, has
Dennis Haysbert.
Haysbert, that's it. Yep, yep, yep.
I was talking with a friend yesterday, and he was like, oh, but 9/11, these things said that people were, you know, this made people warmongers, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, it also, the other side of the aisle, I think prepared people a lot for Barack Obama. I don't know if Barack Obama would have had the success, and this is in all seriousness, that he did as president in 2008. Without David Palmer being such a shy, I mean, without him having such a cultural impact on people during that show.
Yeah, I think that's very observant, very, very astute. So anyway, we were laughing about this because Jennifer and I started talking about it. And then I think Jay had sort of walked back into the room and Victoria was there. So I asked Valen to get me the sounder for 24. And she said something along the 24.
24 what?
Yeah, 24, exactly, kind of. 24 hours? What do you mean 24? So I said, do you know what the television show 24 is? And she said, no. And I think
and that
I
was when my soul
loudly.
Died.
Yeah. I don't know. Isn't it funny? And maybe it's closer and closer with all of us, even though you both, Jay and Victoria, know of 24, you hadn't watched it. But for Jennifer and I, and so many other people who are listening to this program right now, It was the first must watch television show.
Yeah.
Whatever I was doing.
And it also felt like 5 minutes ago, not 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It ended in 2010. So it went from 2001 to 2010.
And that was only because Kiefer thought they'd sort of run out of ideas. I think he has I remember interviewing him once and talking about this, how it defined not only his career, but his life. The time that he was, you know, I mean, Kiefer Sutherland, well-known actor. But I remember him telling me the story, Jennifer, I think you were on, of how it came to him. The producers, I think the guy's name is Surnow or something like that. Anyway, they said that they wrote they wrote the pilot for him. He was Jack Bauer in their mind. And he didn't know anything about it until they brought him in. And then when they went through, they did the pilot and it went so well, and Kiefer said, okay, I'm in, I can do this. This is a great role for me. And all of his friends, you know, that bunch, Emilio Estevez, that whole bunch of guys that were in movies together. What do they call them?
The Brat
you know,
Pack.
Down, right?
The Brat
Was
Pack.
It the Brat? Okay. Anyway, they all encouraged him to do it. And so he did it and really fell into a role of a lifetime. Anybody who does television or any kind of acting would love to be able to get into something like this and just stay there. Look at what's happened with the people that are on Blue Bloods.
It also put movie stars on TV for the first time, really.
Right.
I mean, that now it's become a thing, you know, where a lot of these big stars come to TV. I also think the show was really successful because of the timing, and they lucked into that.
Yeah.
Not to make light of 9/11, but I mean this premiered the year that we were all attacked, and there was already this, I think there was a desire to know that there was a good guy out there fighting for you. The one that we didn't hear about, the one we didn't see, but there was somebody out there who was fighting for us.
And there was something culturally about the fact that he was a badass. You know, he just He didn't put up with anything. He was always on the edge, on the brink of...
Is he supposed to be, like, in the CIA or something? Like, what is his...
It was... what was the agency?
It was CTU.
CTU.
Which is, like, kind of like right. CIA, yeah.
Right, okay. It was. And they had a... They have a...
It was a counterterrorism unit, is what CTU
right.
stood for. Yeah,
yeah,
got it.
And the people that were in there... The people that ran it were always after him because he was always pushing the envelope, and yet they wink-winked him because he was friends with the presidents. You know, they always had to call on him. And that role that Haysbert played probably was the best example of him being, you know, he was the savior of everything. And he always talked to the yes, Mr. President. I was just, there was something about it that... You talk about binge watching. I had never watched anything. I was at Uri Geller's house on a trip in England, and I hadn't caught up. It was the day I came over. I used to go over and spend a week or so over in England when my daughter was in school there, and I'd stay at Uri's house. And so I was in the guest room, and I wasn't sleeping. So I turned television on, and they had and 24 was on, and I thought to myself, "What's this? This is interesting." So, like you just said, it was midnight. I turned it on the BBC, and it was 4 o'clock before I went to sleep. I watched four or five episodes of it. And from that point on, I was hooked on it. And I can't tell you why, what was it about it that brought me in? But as I said a few minutes ago, it was one of those shows, one of the very few shows. I mean, I find The Blacklist, currently, and probably Blue Bloods, maybe Chicago PD, the new FBI.
Those are awesome shows. There just wasn't an urgency. 24 had this urgency about it, where you had to see the next one.
And part of it was the sounder. You know, when that sounder came in, everything stopped. Everything stopped. So there's some, for those of you who are 24 fans, and those of you who never heard of it before.
Wait, now, where is it coming back? Is it coming back to Fox?
It's a Fox production.
And we don't know if it's coming back or not. They're just in conversations right now about
coming
up with the
creative. They wouldn't leak that
out
if they weren't going to bring it back.
A creative path forward is the discussion now. So it's being reported.
Exactly. So, anyway, and there are a lot of, look at all the new stories. Look at all the things that have happened in the 10 years since it was on the air. You know, that's one of the things that they do, is they follow the storyline of what's going on, in the real world.
So maybe domestic terrorism is the next one?
I think there was never anything that was offshore on, I don't remember any episode that was offshore. Do you, Jennifer? It was always domestic stuff.
They were always here,
Yeah, right. And instead of the Arabs being the bad guys, it'd probably be the Chinese now or something. You know, who knows what they'll do, but...
Or the Proud Boys, or somebody who's homegrown.
Right, things like that. I know
a
lot of
people...
I think
they could get a 24 out of the Proud Boys. You need advanced... I mean, we're talking about them taking apart, like, big terror cell units. The Proud Boys are a bunch of people who went into Washington, D.C. to cause trouble. It's not like that would make a... I don't think that would make a TV show necessarily.
It might make an episode.
It'd be kind of snoozy.
You tie them into some other bunch of... Roughneck rabble rousers. Yeah, you could do that. All right, so anyway, we've now exhausted our excitement over 24 and our amusement that some people don't know what it is. It's an age thing as much as anything else, I guess. And I find that happening so much more, even with Victoria sometimes. I haven't noticed it with Jay, but there are things sometimes that I say, and I ask Victoria because I want her to be up, or I want to know what she knows if we're going to have a conversation about it. And it just surprises me what you don't know. And I mean that experientially. Is it an age thing? Is it just different interests?
Because I haven't watched 24?
Well, no. You and I have had these conversations before about stuff that I'll ask you, do you know about this, and whether it's a song or whether it's a
song
book.
From 1959. Of course I don't know it.
I always have the 60s channel streaming in my house.
Yeah.
So then,
I've got you on the music, but other stuff not so much.
No, okay, all right. So anyway, it's part of the I think I call it cultural fun. It's fun to be outraged over things that people don't know, don't you? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, but I knew the show. I just chose not to watch it.
No, I understand that. But I'm just using that. There are other things that when you and I have had conversations about stuff that you didn't know anything about.
It's fun to feel obsolete.
It put me, exactly, it put me in a place of, my God, am I that old?
Okay, so Jay, here's the thing. You emailed us because Daisy had to go out, you know, during a break, your dog, and you wrote BRB, and Doug was like, what's BRB? He had no idea what you were saying.
And then I said, what's LOL?
She basically woke up the whole house barking at me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then I said,
yeah, well, so,
right,
see,
okay.
there's the example,
LOL.
Doug. You didn't know, he thought LOL
lots
was
of
lots
love.
Of love. Yeah. And you didn't know BRB. I mean, that's, like, been around forever.
Well, there are other things.
And by the way, for people who don't know, be right back and laughing out loud.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. For those of you
old-timers.
Because
there could be one. One of those.
There could be one more.
There's probably, well, there's plenty
of them. You can do ROFL.
What's that?
It's Scooby-Doo saying waffle.
Huh? What?
It means rolling on the floor laughing. But when you read it, it looks like ruffle. And it always, it's like Scooby-Doo.
Are there
you
others?
Lost him, Jay. You lost him.
You know what? I stand by what I said.
I know Scooby-Doo, the voice of Scooby-Doo was
oh boy.
Casey Kasem. That's all I know about Scooby-Doo. I never watched that either. Okay, well, let's
all right. You feeling good and informed on all the things pop culture?
Well,
I
want
to
remind
show about things we don't know. Right.
Yeah, that'd be a good show to do. Would probably be more than one, in fact. I mean, I can tell, if I said to you, what's hydraulic oil in a tractor, what would you say?
Ooh, I'd say it keeps it going. It makes the machines move.
It's
I would say it's what I need for my stupid office chair, because the hydraulic thing doesn't stay up, and it's driving me nuts.
Okay.
And I'm leaking hydraulic fluid right now.
How about that? We got a little bit, right?
See?
Whammo.
I'm going to bring my chair to the farm so you can fix it for me next week.
Come at us, bro. What else you got?
I feel like with our powers combined, we've got this.
Powerpuff Girls unite.
Unga bunga. Trending at the DJV Show podcast, a story about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky that you'll want to hear us talking about. And then we had there are a couple of people that got married. Lily Collins got married and talked about that. There's always a little bit of this and some of that in our daily download. So you get caught up on things that you may not have heard us talking about because you didn't have time to listen to the whole program. So find it's waiting for you free at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Three past the hour now on the DGV Health Overview, the helpful information that we have provided by Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. First question for Dr. Ken, what happens? You're a cardiologist, so let's talk about what happens after you have treated somebody who's got a heart attack. What does it do? The reason I ask in part is there's a friend of mine up the street who had sort of a heart attack. He was fine one day. The doctors, he went in for a health checkup, and they said, hey, you're in fine shape. Well, lose 40 pounds, that's what they told him. Next day, he falls over, goes to the hospital, they find that he has blockages in every artery, and he needs to get stents put in. So I guess I'm thinking to myself a couple of things. One, how could they miss that? And two, what now does he do and anybody else that comes to see you, because you're a cardiologist, after they've had a heart attack, what do you tell them to do?
Well, the reason you can miss all this is because you don't get symptoms of inadequate blood flow to the heart until there's, let's put out one number, it's not an absolute, but until there's more than 70% blockage, it's sometimes a little less, but let's use a number, 70% or more blockage in the circulation. The problem is that the vessels that have plaque that tend to rupture and cause a heart attack, these are the 30 to 60% blockages. The plaque is obstructing flow by 30 to 60%. They're not yet past that magic 70%, so they're not causing symptoms, and the plaque suddenly ruptures, and that's what triggers the heart attack. And this happens oh so often. You can have a normal stress test, because you don't get an abnormal stress test because there's more than 70% blockage. You're not having symptoms because there's not more than 70% blockage. You go to the doctor, stress test is fine, no symptoms, and then you have a heart attack. Because the answer is in the risk profile, as your friend heard from the doctor who lose weight. because you can have these 30 to 60% blockages and they suddenly rupture. And that's why sometimes using other ways to actually image the coronaries is so much more helpful for prevention. But anyway, it's in your risk profile, your blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, weight, family history, smoking, mental stress, excessive alcohol intake, being inactive. If you have a risk profile of any of those, you got to talk to the doctor how to get your risk profile as healthy as possible, and that's the most important thing to preventing a heart attack. And then once you do have a heart attack, if you have one that's permanent damage to the heart muscle, what you're asking is, what can we do after a heart attack? Usually it's because the risk factors were not under control. And this is where you got to get those risk factors under control. And then you need to get on the right medications. Usually it's an aspirin, it's a statin, what we call an ACE inhibitor or similar family of drug, a beta blocker. And getting on the right medication and getting your risk factors under control. What we learned this week out of the annual meeting of the European Society of Cardiology, Doug, is that if you do all these things, you get 7 years more on average of life than if you didn't do these things. So it's really important to do it to get this important extra 7 years.
So does that mean after you've had a heart attack, you can figure you're going to live 7 years from the date of the heart attack? Or does that mean?
It's an extra 7 years than had you not done all these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's even more. It's at least 7 years or more that you'll live longer than had you not done all these things.
But what's life expectancy after, let's say, tomorrow my friend has a heart attack and he gets all fixed up? Does that mean he can count on living till 2029? What does that mean?
Okay, there's not one size fits all, because all a heart attack means is any permanent damage to the heart muscle, any. So you could have one microscopic fiber die, we call that a heart attack. You could have 90% of the heart muscle not functioning and have almost no pump left, we call that a heart attack. So it's the severity of the heart attack, often measured by the so-called ejection fraction, which normally is between 50 and 65%. You can tell how much of the heart muscle is gone. And the answer to your question is individualized depending on how much of the heart muscle and what part of the heart muscle was injured permanently.
Yeah. And I guess it's different depending on what the cause is or the health of your heart or how it's been taken care of. There are all kinds of variables here, it sounds like. Yeah, right. Sounds like a lot of different variables.
That's why it's important to get treatment early so you can open it up and save that heart muscle. And that's what determines the longevity.
All right. There it is. Summary of answers to a couple of important questions from Dr. Ken. You can reach out to Ken by calling his office at 352-735-1400. This is DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.